I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The deadline is coming past, and Le'Veon Bell will not play for anyone this year. The Steelers, no one. He forfeits his entire $14.5 million this year to preserve his body and to be an unrestricted free agent in the offseason. There's numerous teams with enough money to go get him. I had suggested last night, you know, we had talked about kind of the Colts, Jets, Texans, and then I brought up Philly, and everyone said they had no money, but everyone talked today about how they'll find a way.
I think the Raiders have to be in there, too.
And the Raiders are in there, too, but I just think it's a shame. I really do. And I heard all this rhetoric today I could handle about how he's like Kurt Flood. Did you hear that one? He's like breaking ground for running backs in the future. He's a maverick. He's ahead of his time. He's changing the rules of the game for football teams. No, he's not. He's not changing anything. What he did was he screwed the Steelers, his teammates, the fans, the city, and the NFL, if you ask me, by just not playing football. And here's another one no one ever talks about. So they talk about preserving his body. Congratulations, another year just went by in your life, right? So all you did was party and do rap albums and go drinking and thinking and singing and yelling and screaming and spitting and laughing and hurling and talking and a hammocker, well done with the head, but a year goes by, and here, let me give you this tip in life just real quick so everyone can understand. The clock never stops, right? Here's the deal. Everybody always talks about what I should have done, what I could have done, what I wanted to do in life, and then life blows by, right? Everybody's always, I got all the time in the world. No, you don't. A year just went by. He won't play football. He'll be a year older. That's it. That's all there is to it, whether you like it or not. Preserve your body. Congratulations. He'll be, without a doubt, the most hated guy. If you even mention that guy's name in Pittsburgh again, ever, you'll probably get sucker punched, right? I mean, they're going to hate that guy forever. So if he ends up going, Baltimore was mentioned as one of the stops. If he goes there, can you imagine how bad that guy will be vilified? It doesn't matter. As long as he doesn't go somewhere that they have to play, you know, twice, Bengals, Browns, Ravens type thing, where he sees him twice. I wouldn't advise that for him, but he'll do whatever he wants, obviously, because he doesn't listen to anybody. He doesn't listen to his friends, teammates, owners, GMs, coaches, nobody. The way that Tomlin treated him was the way he should have been treated, because no one's bigger than the team on any team, right? And he's like, I don't have time for this nonsense, for to be held hostage by this guy. I don't have time to sit around worrying about him. You know, they're deep into the season, right? This guy's never been there for 1 second of it. So he's worthless to them. So congratulations. Go find your big fat deal for $50 million. What did Gurley got, $45 million? What do you think Le'Veon Bell's going to get? Think he's going to get $50, $60 million? Do you really?
I don't know, because it's weird. I know that some team...
Didn't he say he wanted like $100 million?
Here's the problem, and he's going to have to weigh this problem. Is it money or is it winning?
Oh, it's money. Trust me, it's money.
If it's money, I think he's going to get his money, because one of these teams is going to overlook the sitting out the year, the suspensions, the things like that in the past, and they're going to say,
good luck with that.
We need a superstar player. Here's a boatload of money. Come play
for
us.
Who do you want, Le'Veon Bell, Jimmy Butler? Which one do you want? Which one of those pain in the asses do you want? And you know what you're getting full on, nothing but trouble. Trouble with teammates. He'll expose the front office. He'll get in the coach's face. He goes to the media. He sits out. He's a quitter. He really is. He just doesn't show up. He doesn't play. He's like, I'm not playing tonight because I want to get traded. Cry me a river. That's what you're getting with Butler. With Bell, he sits the whole year. He's like, screw you. Screw everybody. I'm doing this for me. And I can't stand him or his agent. And then all these people that like what he's doing, that find that there's some kind of –
beating the system. They don't like the franchise tag.
I hear these guys on NFL Network talking about it smart. I just don't understand that thinking at all. I'm from the side of the river that says he screwed everyone and screw him. How's that sound? Do you think I'm crazy?
I don't think that you're crazy. I completely understand what you're saying. And if he played for my team, I would probably feel the same exact way you feel. And I pretty much do. Out of those two guys that you would just given me a scenario of, I'd probably take Bell over Butler.
What about you?
If it was one or the other, I would take Butler because even though he had all his trouble in Minnesota, and he had problems with teammates in Chicago, when you put that guy on the court, he busts his ass every play. Bell, how many times did he not show up for playoff games when they needed him most because all of a sudden he had some little injury that had kept him out the whole game, and everyone else is out there busting their ass trying to win. He's on the sidelines.
Holding his onions.
It's one thing. If he was doing this and did it the right way, then I wouldn't have a problem with it. If he came out when they tagged him the second time and said, you know what, I told you I wouldn't show up if you didn't give me a long-term deal, I'm not showing up, and they moved on from there, that would be different. Then that's him trying to buck the system. That's him trying to strike one for the players. Him playing this game of will I, won't I drove me nuts. Him going back to Pittsburgh last week and then still not showing up this week is
and
just
tweeting the team during the season,
right.
During games.
If you want to fight the system, go ahead. It's unfair. Do that. But the way you did it was wrong.
He's not a teammate of any of those dudes.
The way
he's
played
not on
the
that
game.
Team. He's not on the team, and he tweets guys on the team, and he's friends with guys. I wouldn't be friends with him. What does he bring to the table besides a can of absolutely nothing?
The way he played the game was absolutely wrong. If he was going to do this, he should have just said it from the jump.
I'm not playing.
I'm not playing this year. It's that simple. Instead of the, I might come this week, I might come next week.
The games he played, that's who he is. That's who he is. Know that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.